Hello everyone, welcome to History and Culture. In ancient Chinese feudal society, rulers often employed extremely cruel torture methods to ensure the stability of their power. These methods were not only terrifying but also served as a deterrent among the common people. Once the commoners heard the names of these tortures, they dared not act recklessly, fearing they might become the next victims. One of these tortures was called riding the wooden donkey. According to historical scholars, riding the wooden donkey was a harsh punishment often used to punish women who had betrayed their husbands or committed adultery. This form of punishment first appeared during the Song dynasty, and some say it was invented by the famous official Di Renjia. The name of the punishment is closely related to the shape of the instrument used. In ancient China, women had a low social status and were often seen as appendages to men, required to strictly adhere to the so-called three obediences and four virtues, which included, before marriage, obey the father, after marriage, obey the husband. If the husband dies, obey the son, and one's words, actions, appearance, and behavior must align with traditional moral norms. Any act of disloyalty, especially adultery, could have very serious consequences for a woman. The methods of punishing adulterous women varied across different dynasties and regions. And riding the wooden donkey was one such method. The wooden donkey was not a real donkey but a torture device made of wood. According to descriptions in the Book of the Later Han, the wooden donkey was approximately 3 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 4 feet high. Its design had a distinctive feature: a wooden stake, about 2 inches thick and 1 foot long, was fixed to the back of the donkey. There have been various descriptions of how the riding the wooden donkey punishment was carried out. One account suggests that, during execution, the offender's clothes were stripped off, and they were forcibly secured to the wooden donkey. The wooden stake on the donkey would directly pierce the sensitive parts of the body. Once seated, the victim would experience intense pain as the wooden stake caused immense discomfort. But the torture did not end there. The executioner would turn the four wheels at the bottom of the donkey. These wheels were connected to eccentric wheels inside the donkey, which in turn were linked to the wooden stake on its back. As the four wheels turned, the stake would move inside the victim's body, causing the pain to intensify, as if the body were being torn apart. Moreover, the riding the wooden donkey punishment was often carried out in public, with the offender facing insults and mockery from the surrounding crowd. This social humiliation added even more to the mental torment of the punishment. This extremely cruel method of torture made riding the wooden donkey a highly effective deterrent. Many offenders, when faced with this punishment, would rather choose death than endure such physical and mental agony. Regarding women who were subjected to the riding the wooden donkey punishment, it was considered an exceptionally harsh and humiliating punishment in ancient Chinese law. It was especially notorious in the classic Chinese novel Water Margin, which became a window for many people to learn about this ancient form of punishment. In Water Margin, Pan Jinlian, who was unfaithful to her husband Wu Dalong and had an affair with Shi Menqing, even poisoning her husband, Wu Dalong, who was the brother of Wu Song, ultimately triggered Wu Song's vengeful anger. Although Wu Song avenged his brother, he was not punished for his actions. Instead, he continued his journey as a righteous hero in the martial world. While the deaths of Pan Jinlian and Shi Menqing were tragic, they were not as dire as the fate of Wang Pe, who had played a pivotal role in guiding the two to commit their wrongdoings. Wang Pe, for her role in matchmaking Pan Jinlian and Shi Menqing in committing adultery, was not only sentenced to the death penalty and the brutal, slow-slicing execution, but also endured the humiliation of being paraded through the streets on a wooden donkey. Clearly, ancient Chinese law did not only target wrongdoers, but also showed no mercy to those who condoned or led others into criminal acts. Wang Pe is the perfect example of this. Furthermore, The story of the heroine Tang Sire in the early Ming Dynasty also evokes deep sympathy. Emperor Zhu Di, through the Jingnan Campaign, seized the throne and implemented a series of major projects that drained the labor of the common people, such as relocating the capital, building the imperial palace, and digging canals. These projects required the conscription of large numbers of laborers. And the country was often plagued by floods, which made the people's suffering unbearable. Tang Sire and her husband petitioned the government to express the hardship of the people. However, local officials not only ignored their plea but also killed Tang Sire's husband. In her anger, Tang Sire led a rebellion, but due to the vast disparity in power, the uprising was ultimately suppressed by Zhu Di's powerful army. In the face of failure, Tang Sire did not flee, instead, she voluntarily surrendered, hoping to reduce the impact on the common people. However, there was almost no leniency for rebels under ancient law. Tang Sire was sentenced to be paraded through the streets on the wooden donkey and was eventually executed by dismemberment. Her tragedy was both a reflection of the suffering of the people at the time and a profound historical commentary on the fate of women and the injustice in ancient Chinese society. It is worth noting that the wooden donkey punishment was not specifically designed for women. In fact, a tough man in history also suffered this cruel punishment and lost his life because of it. This tough man was named Xian Buhai Han. His name might not be immediately familiar to most, but his grandson is a household name, the legendary Genghis Khan. Xian Buhai Han was once the Khan, leader, of the Mongols. At the time, the Jin Dynasty had ambitious plans to quickly conquer the southern Song Dynasty and chose to temporarily ally with the Mongols, waiting for the right moment to eliminate them. Despite the tense situation, Xian Buhai Han was not a man who sought trouble. After a conflict with the Tatar tribe, he chose to resolve the dispute through marriage rather than resorting to war. However, fate played a cruel trick. On his way to deliver the bride, the Tatar tribe captured Xian Buhai Han and, in an attempt to gain favor with the Jin Empire, handed him over to the Jin rulers. The Jin dynasty leaders were displeased with his attempt to ally with the Tatars, even seeing it as an act of betrayal. As a result, they decided to execute him with the wooden donkey punishment. Xian Buhai Han thus perished under the Jin's brutal torture. Before his death, Xian Buhai Han left a poignant last message, urging his son, Hu Tusi, to avenge him. Hu Tusi, deeply moved by his father's final words, recognized the immense shame his father's death brought to the Mongols. He secretly gathered strength and swore to avenge his father's death, vowing never to let this humiliation go unpunished. Hu Tusi not only pledged to seek revenge himself but also taught his descendants to never forget this hatred and never allow their enemies to trample on their dignity. Ultimately, the revenge was carried out by Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan inherited the will of his grandfather and father, allied with the Southern Song, and successfully overthrew the Jin Dynasty. Through this alliance and counterattack, the Mongols avenged their ancestors and set the stage for the establishment of the Yuan Dynasty, eventually building a powerful empire. According to historians, in ancient feudal Chinese society, people's basic rights and dignity were often not respected. Many times, those who made mistakes not only had to endure physical pain but also suffered enormous humiliation and psychological torment before their deaths, experiencing almost a dual destruction of body and spirit. This unjust and inhumane treatment is deeply chilling and reflects the era's disregard for human rights. This is the History and Culture Channel. Liking and subscribing are the greatest help and support to us. Thank you everyone and see you in the next time.